From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Greece has sent a second group of migrants back to Turkey under a controversial European Union deal with Turkey to exchange migrants for Syrians from Turkish refugee camps. Greek authorities say the migrants deported had not applied for asylum in the EU. EU officials are saying 1,000 migrants have expressed some interest in applying for asylum. The leaked Panama Papers have taken down Iceland's prime minister, and pressure is mounting for Argentina's president to resign. The leaked financial documents supposedly indicate a number of world leaders, their associates, and other notable persons used offshore accounts to hide money. Pressure is mounting for Argentine President Mauricio Macri to resign.
Yo quiero decirles hoy una vez más.
Now, Macri denies any wrongdoing. Meantime, in Russia, those associates of President Vladimir Putin figured prominently in the Panama Papers. Russian corruption fighter Alexei Navalny told VOA he sees serious consequences ahead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. and Gulf allies have a shared concern about Iran's destabilizing actions in the region. His comments came after a series of talks on regional security issues in Bahrain with Gulf Cooperation Council ministers. Since September, military ships have intercepted 4 vessels containing weapons that are believed to have come from Iran. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says he will step down when his current term is over in 4 years. In 2015, he won re-election amid poor voter turnout, international criticism, and an opposition boycott. This is VOA News. Belgian police have released new video of a wanted Brussels airport bombing suspect who was seen leaving the airport after a terrorist bomb exploded in March 22nd. That blast, and one an hour later at a metro station, left 32 people dead and 340 wounded. Authorities have found a tangle of links between the suspects in the Brussels attacks and those involved in the November attacks in Paris, which left 130 people dead, hundreds more wounded. North Korea today launched a verbal attack on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation last week in a U.S.-hosted nuclear summit in Washington. South Korea's government responded sharply, warning North Korea against slandering its leaders. The nuclear summit focused on the rising tensions between the two Koreas since North Korea conducted a nuclear test in January and followed it with a long-range rocket launch a month later. President Obama is accusing Republican senators of jeopardizing the integrity of the Supreme Court by refusing to consider his nominee to the court. Speaking at the Chicago Law School, where he once taught, the president says inserting partisanship into the process could cause people to lose confidence in the court.
If you start getting into a situation in which the process of appointing judges is so broken, so partisan, that a eminently qualified jurist cannot even get a hearing, then we are going to see the kinds of sharp partisan polarization that have come to characterize our electoral politics seeping entirely into the judicial system, and the courts will be just an extension of our legislatures.
President Obama nominated Judge Merrick Garland in March to fill the vacancy on the 9-seat high court bench following the sudden death in February of Justice Antonin Scalia, conservative stalwart on the court's highest of nearly 30 years. But leaders of the Republican-controlled Senate are refusing to hold any hearings or a confirmation vote on Garland's nomination, saying the person who wins the November presidential election should be the one to appoint the next Supreme Court justice. In sports news, the Augusta National Golf Course was the place to be for the opening day on Thursday of the 80th Masters Tournament. There's defending champion Jordan Spieth. He's atop the leaderboard. Justin Rose is a couple of strokes back. Rory McIlroy, Paul Casey, and Sergio Garcia in line next.
That's the latest world news from VOA.